BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We've got Innuendo Bingo with Andy Jordan off of Made in Chelsea. He wasn't quite expecting to get that wet. Chris has an extremely weird theory which made me worry about him, about Gareth Malone off of Military Wives on Real or No Real. I get ready for tonight's Zane Lowe versus I Am Ready to Win. And more listeners who want to chuck clothes away because they've seen a celebrity they don't particularly like wearing them on TV. First world props, my phone has started to FaceTime people like yours did a few weeks ago.
Really? What, late at night?
Anytime, it just decides to go onto FaceTime. Now, I don't want to FaceTime Lorraine Kelly. That just happened.
Oh my God, I'd love to see that. Can you do that again by accident?
Oh, what do you mean?
I'd love to see that.
Lorraine Kelly, FaceTime. Whoa.
FaceTime's a funny thing, isn't it?
Oh, who actually wants to do that? Because, like, no one looks good on it.
But it's well inappropriate when you accidentally FaceTime someone at 2 in the morning.
Right, well,
sends the wrong message, you know?
Who was it that you FaceTimed by accident?
We can't say the name, but we both know him, and it is entirely the wrong person to FaceTime at that time. Like, I think he would think
it's
that it was
booty call.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I definitely would.
You know the one I mean?
I do, yeah, I know very much. I'm just wondering who it's going to go to next, because we've had Lorraine. So that's K for Kelly.
Surely it's the new call or delete that needs to happen, a step up. You know what I mean?
Do you think?
It's got to happen. But they only record it at 2 in the morning.
Oh, Leanne Little Mix, that could be interesting.
Really?
I think it might be the charger I'm using, I don't know. But
I'd love to go through your phone, see who's in there.
It's not actually that interesting.
Because you don't save them under false names either.
No. Like, I wouldn't be able to do that. But, like, I've got a passcode and a lock, so... But, yeah, you're right. If my phone was unlocked, like, someone could just look through and call whoever.
Mm.
Not that there's that many exciting people in there, really. No offence to Leanne or Lorraine.
Day to FaceTime Tom Daly.
No, I'm all right, thanks. So, today we've got Innuendo Bingo coming up with Andy Jordan off of Made in Chelsea.
I like him. He's one of the, like, few characters on that show that I think I like. Like, he's just a sound bloke, and I think he's been quite hard done by on the show. Been saying that, I don't have that much sympathy for him, because he's still on Made in Chelsea. So there's only so much sympathy you can have.
And that's good, because...
Well, I just mean they're all quite successful on that show, aren't they? They all drive the Ferraris and...
Yeah.
You know, live it up.
Yeah.
But I liked him, and he... I particularly liked him because he didn't really get on with Spencer that well.
Right. Okay.
You know, and you can see why someone like Spencer would annoy me.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Oh, God, yeah, he really isn't up your street, is he?
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lolta Bex, who accidentally FaceTimed her Indian takeaway midway through the phone call.
I'd love to know if they picked up.
She was like, I'm not sure who was more shocked. Oh, that would be weird when you're making a takeaway order.
Yeah, but I like that. I think that's a good gimmick if you ring a takeaway and you can do it face-to-face.
Does that mean the takeaway was a mobile number?
Possibly.
Yeah. That was Haim, If I Could Change Your Mind, on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. So, Monday night, new series of Made in Chelsea starts. I know, Chris, you're a fan.
I wouldn't... do you know what? I kind of am. I probably wouldn't want to admit to it. So
do you watch that more than TOWIE?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
Do you watch TOWIE?
I watched TOWIE last night for probably the first time this series.
And? What was the cliffhanger at the end? Sorry, plot spoiler, everybody. If you haven't seen it yet... We had Dan Osborne on Tuesday. He was like, oh, mate, it's going to go off. You can't wait to see this. So what was it? Turn your radio off now if you care about TOWIE and you haven't watched it yet.
I don't know if this is really much of a plot spoiler, but one of the old cast members
did someone break
back.
A nail?
Shall I do the plot spoilers?
Yeah, go. Right, you've had time to turn off. Go on.
Right. Lydia comes back.
I saw that, yeah.
What else happened? Sam left the show.
Right.
But what was great about that is I think she was expecting some massive kind of goodbye, and it literally took 10 seconds on screen.
Oh, see you, bye.
It was like, and Sam announced, it was meant to be really dramatic, I'm leaving the show, and then it just cut to another scene.
Oh.
Hang on,
do they say leaving the show? Because when we're kind of...
No, they don't.
Right, because when we're in it, watching it, we're not supposed to think that it is a show, we're supposed to think that it's real life.
She's leaving the Essex scene.
Is that what she said?
And I've noticed this before. Someone else has done this before, left the Essex scene.
But they mean leaving the show. But they don't want to let you know that it's the show. Because, yeah. Because when you're watching, you do temporarily forget that it is a show.
That's such a good point.
Sorry, guys. I am now leaving the Essex scene. And no, then, you're not. You still live there.
And two girls that I haven't actually seen on the show before had a sort of minor argument.
Right. I'm broken now.
But I find myself always looking in the background now of those scenes to watch people watching what's going on to see if they genuinely are surprised.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you can't carry on just having a drink as normal. As if someone two people are sort of.
Oh my God!
Drinks
just throw
each other.
Look, just throw a drink over, huh? Now, listen. You were just saying about you wanted to change your profile picture.
I'm saying, is it that time of year where you know the weather? For me, I'd like to think now we're on a run to summer.
I think, actually, you need to watch your back because winter's going to come back and bite you one last time.
Do you reckon?
On my birthday last year, it was proper snowing. And that was only a week ago. So wait, I'm saying wait till you get the shorts out. Wait till you change your profile picture into looking something more summery.
You do change your picture, though, depending on the seasons.
You do. But ladies, don't shave just yet. Like, just wait.
Oh, wow. This is strong advice.
When is Ladies' Day? I don't think it's warm enough yet.
When, I mean, this is another one of your things that you announce, isn't it? And
it
ladies
is.
Everywhere start shaving.
That's right. But I don't think we're there just yet. So keep it on, because it's still winter, and then I'll let you know when to shave it off. Thanks very much.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're about to play Innuendo Bingo. Andy Jordan's here. Hello.
Woo-woo. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little bit nervous, actually.
Yeah, the thing is, as that song finished, Andy walked in. So this is literally his on-air reaction, his live reaction to what he sees in front of him right now. Describe. Say what you see, Andy.
Well, I walked into a room which I thought was a radio studio, and it turns out it looks like...
Dexter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen videos of this before?
I've seen a video of this, and I'm a little bit nervous, because you laugh, you break quite easily, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, generally... Like, they say the rules are to hold it in, but don't. Do you know what I mean? Just go for it.
It's a bit and like also, there's a bin there.
No, yeah. No hard feelings. No.
I mean, you're obviously a very polite young man, but like, we leave that at the door before we do bingo. Like, just soak him. It's good to see you. So, Made in Chelsea new series is on Monday night.
Back on Monday night, yes.
Yes. So, have you filmed it all now?
We have not finished filming. We're sort of halfway through the series, so everything's still to play for.
But I don't, yeah, because that's what I don't understand about it. Like, how far in advance is it?
It's like...
Because it feels like when you watch it, it does have references to what's happened, like, in the last week. Or that's how it feels, anyway.
It's a weird one because, I always lose track because you film and you don't even... I tend to not even realise when we're in, like, in the next episode. So you're going to keep filming and then you'll be like, oh, wait, hold on a minute, what episode are we in? And they're like, oh, this is episode 4. And you're like, crikey, I thought we were still in the first episode.
Do you ever forget that it is... We were just talking about this with Towie. Do you ever forget that it is a TV show?
Yeah, that's the worst thing about it, actually, because you forget and it's, you know, very regrettably, you make an idiot out of yourself at times.
Or other people make an idiot out of you.
Yeah, that's which is even better.
And we asked Dan Osborne from Towie. He was on Tuesday doing bingo without a shirt on, of course.
I don't have the physique for that.
No. We're not asking you to. It's up to you. But no, Dan was saying that, do you feel the pressure to, when they're making a new series, do you think, oh, I haven't got any storylines? My life's actually quite boring. What am I going to do?
Well, to be honest, these days, I think that's quite a good... I quite like that opportunity because it's like... You think, crikey, I'm going to stay out of the drama, which is great, and life is very relaxing. but usually what happens is you think that you're in the clear, and then something comes out of nowhere and you get a surprise, and it's like, damn, they got me.
But will they not bin you off if you don't have anything kind of... Before the series, do you not have to say, right, I'm going to break up with this person, or I'm going to try it on with this person?
Well, the thing is, they try to make it as real as possible, so I think it's quite... There's always something going on. There's enough cast members that there will always be something.
Right.
At the end of the day, we're all young and highly overdramatic, so there's always a good story happening.
Therefore, it's perfect.
Yeah. Are you going to go into this single? Are you actually...
In the new series?
Yeah.
I start this series single, yeah.
That suggests you're not now.
Well, I might be single now.
Right. You never know.
Okay. I can't give it away.
It's not Louise again, is it?
I can't say.
Can't say, but I can say it's not Louise.
Oh. So there is somebody, but not Louise.
Is it a new one?
Oh, we don't know. We don't know.
You did really well there, Chris.
Yeah, trying, you tricked Scott. Me.
Yeah, you did. You kind of did. I would just find it really weird. Like, obviously there's cameras on you, but then you'd be sat in a bar and you're like, okay, what's going to happen? And then someone you hate just comes around the corner and then it does go off. That's what I'm imagining happens.
I mean, it can happen. Like, basically...
And they set you up.
You will never be told. You'll never know who you're filming with. But obviously, it's all based on what's happening in your real life. So you do have some idea. And if you ask a producer, who am I filming with or whatever, and they don't tell you, you usually know that, okay,
it's
that's going to be something stressful to do with what I did last night.
Right. For me, watching it...
I'm fascinated by how it works.
Yeah, for me, watching it was that weird thing where you'll be in a bar with someone, you're doing a scene, and then cue, in walks Spencer... And you're just like, and then I can try and watch the restraint on you. It's like, right, I'm going to play this calm. I'm going to come out this the bigger man. It's all fine. I've got this under control. And then he just winds you up and winds you up and winds you up. And then it always...
Yeah, we just poke each other backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
But is there someone to him, like, going, right, go and wind him up. Go and wind him up.
No, I mean, it's very much, it comes from us.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. And I think that's the beauty of the show is that it's everybody who's cast in the show comes in with a different personality,
yeah.
And that's what creates the conflict. So no one actually has to tell you to do stuff. It's like,
just happens.
Actually, this is how I feel. I feel like I don't like you right now.
Okay, right, lads, we're going to play Indiana in this brilliant track called Solo Dancing, and then we're going to turn on the cameras. If you can take your positions, please. We'll talk you through it. It's like, I know it looks stressful. It's not. It's just getting wet.
That's fine.
I mean, you have to deal with more stressful things every single episode.
Stressful. Way so more fine. Stressful. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Pleased to say that we have Andy Jordan of Made in Chelsea playing Innuendo Bingo today. You ready for this, Andy?
I am indeed.
How you feeling?
Like I'm about to get soaked.
He's just seen the water's really cold.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Imagine doing that with no top on. Imagine being that one off Towie on Tuesday.
It could be worse, mate.
Yeah.
Did he choose to take his top off?
Well, he didn't take much persuading.
Put it that way.
There was a public outcry for him to do it. I mean, there was definitely people that wanted to see that. So if you want to go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1, you can see the studio... It's all kind of sheeted up, ready with the plastics. And Andy's here from Made in Chelsea. And Chris, are you ready for it, Chris?
I'm ready, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready for this one. Ready, Andy?
All right, cheers. So the trick is here, guys, to take a big sip of water. Don't hold back. Big sip of water. Hold it in your mouth. And then, obviously, when you hear the innuendo bingo, if you're susceptible to them, then the water will flood out over each other. Let us know if you're watching today. 8199. Okay, first we cross over to BBC Radio Solent, and here is early breakfast presenter Sam Fraser. Now, I think she's just kind of saying the first thing that comes into her head, which at that time in the morning, believe me, can be quite dangerous.
I've got loads of stuff booked. We're going to do Broadway, we're going to see Phantom of the Opera, we're going to a Red Sox match when we're in Boston, and I have every intention of getting one of those foot-long sausages in my mouth. I don't think it'll be a problem. I've been told I've got a big mouth.
There we are. See, just not thinking what she's saying there. God. It's the first shot in the face that's the hardest, Andy.
Lovely. First time I've taken a shot in the face.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was the first time for everything.
Getting one of those foot-long sausages in my mouth. I don't think it'll be a problem. I've been told I've got a big mouth.
Yep. A secret source at BBC Solent sent that to me. Now they're going to be running around the office trying to work out who it was. I will never reveal that. And now a recent favourite of ours from a show called Britain's Banger Races. Now, if you can take your water, please, lads. Mm-hmm. And it's rare that you hear commentary as vivid as this on a TV show.
17, Steve Taylor. He sees Billy Brown. And Taylor just goes straight through Billy Brown's rear end.
This is a good one. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, Andy. It's fine. Don't apologise. It's the game.
It's the first time in my life I've been allowed to spit in someone's face.
It's good, isn't it?
It could be a new posh drinking game you do at Made in Chelsea.
It'd be smack bottom in bed at home if I did this.
It's quite liberating, isn't it? David in Hendon says, I'm loving this posh. Anyone to bingo? It's helped me with my dissertation. Squeak in Aberdeenshire is watching, and Lewis from Southampton is watching. Okay, so more water, please.
Straight through Billy Brown's rear end.
Sorry, I caught you out there. Okay, so next, brace yourself, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's another clip from National Treasure Mary Berry. She's always at it. Now, this time... this time, an unexpected idea from Mary. Here's what she likes to do to a nice bit of ham. Ready? Here she is, Maz Bez and her ham.
I bet you've never fried Parma ham. It's pretty unusual to do that. And frying it makes it all crispy and it's lovely to come across.
What's that horrible slurp at the end?
It's lovely to come across.
Everyone fine?
We're all right.
Robin in York was quite taken aback by that. Surprised you weren't.
Mez Bez.
Now, over to the one show from just last night. And here's presenter Mike Dilger. Don't know why that's funny, sorry. Now, Mike has really seen something you wouldn't expect to see on a primetime TV show like The One Show.
But it did surprise me with Hannah.
It's a wonderful thing seeing the V, but I shall never, ever again look at it the same way.
Both Katie and Jack spotted that one on The One Show last night.
It's a wonderful thing seeing the V. Mm,
speak for yourself. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let us know if you're watching. 8999.
It's cold in your mouth.
It's really cold, isn't it?
Mate, yeah.
Joe from Halton is watching this. Ben in Lichfield watching for the first time. Hannah in Southampton. Dan in Trowbridge. His break finished 5 minutes ago, but he can't stop watching. Okay, over to Five Live Sports Extra next. And the 2020 cricket team from the weekend. Now, here's Owen Morgan explaining some of the more unusual techniques that his team use to prepare for the game.
No, absolutely not. We've been training with wet balls the last week or so. We've been dipping them in buckets of water and still it couldn't compare to anything last night.
That's a great one.
Scott in Sussex, thank you. Thank you for that one. That's it. I enjoyed that.
We've been training with wet balls the last week or so. Mm-hmm.
All right, then. More water, please. And another new clip from Lamming Live next, which is a goldmine of bingo. And here is Kate Humble learning some very useful techniques on actual national television.
Right.
If you remember the positions I gave you last night.
I do, and yeah. Most of the viewers will never forget them.
Yes. So I've just pushed the head back in. It's coming with one leg back.
Oh, man. What even is that? Oh, you really need to see the pictures of that, I think.
If you remember the positions I gave you last night.
Yeah, all right. Kate Humble.
It's coming with one leg back.
Eleanor and Kenny and Inverness were watching that together at home, and they learnt a lot on Lamming Live.
It's just soaking down below,
yeah, Andy. Is it? Who's wettest?
Andy at the moment. Yeah.
Andy, have you got a spare change of clothes?
I was just being polite. I've been trying to avoid you.
No, you said you bought a spare T-shirt.
Yeah,
right?
I've got a shirt.
Well, don't avoid him. We're getting towards the end of the game. Come on, get involved.
He's getting involved, but it's all down below. Oh, Andy.
That's it. That's the badger.
All right then, mate. Time for a posh one.
Okay.
Ready?
An absolute classic now from the Wally Webb Show on BBC Norfolk. And I think the 2020 cricket team we heard from earlier may have taken some tips from Wally's show, as you're about to hear. Here we go.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history. I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
And that was for good luck.
Oh, it's a great.
His wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Okay, two left.
Right then.
Now this one is our favourite from Tuesday's bingo, when it was Topless Dan from Towie. It comes from BBC Radio 4. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And over on Radio 4, a bit of news that I was particularly pleased to hear.
The first gay couples to get married in Britain are enjoying their first day of wedded life, excitedly twiddling their new rings.
Oh, that's a good one, that.
Excitedly twiddling their new rings.
And finally...
Oh, man.
A favourite from the Vanessa Felt show on BBC Radio 2.
You got a busy day ahead.
Busy day ahead?
I've got some big meetings after.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Vanessa Felt on Radio 2. And here's V to tell us... Not the same as earlier. Here is Vanessa to tell us about the topic for her show on today's programme.
Swallowing. That's the issue. The swallowing part. You just think, shall I swallow? And then you realise how lucky you are for the whole rest of your life that you don't normally think about these things unless you're really very unwell indeed. And you think, well, shall I swallow or shan't I swallow? Let me try not to for another few minutes.
Ah, Chris! Oh, no! Oh, no, your hair. Right at the end as well.
Oh, mate, well played.
Wow.
Or shall I swallow or shan't I swallow? Let me try not to for another few minutes.
It's the Vanessa Feltz one. Gets them every time. Right, remember to watch the new series of Made in Chelsea Monday night on E4. Thank you very much, Andy. How are you feeling right now?
I feel like I don't have to go and do my swimming for fitness anymore.
No, you're done.
Yeah, I've been done.
Done. Thanks very much for coming in. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
BBC Radio 1.
Andy Jordan off of Made in Chelsea's just tweeted, awesome, now walking around London like I've wet myself. That's what we want. Thank you for playing Inuit Bingo today, Andy. Lol that you just tweeted him, can I have a cameo in Made in Chelsea? Am I posh enough? Yeah. Like, he organises the cameos.
Well, no, technically, if it is reality, which of course it is, all he needs to do is bring me out on a night out. And then I'm on. And then I'll just become a regular cast member.
But it's a TV show.
But are you saying I'm not posh enough for it?
Absolutely, yes.
Really?
Well, I mean, a bit posh now you've taken the chain off. But even so,
I'd love it if we went on that show. It would be amazing.
It would be good to have a cameo. Mm. And you're right, of course. I mean, if it is reality, then we don't need to ask for a cameo. We just have to find out where they're going to be. Yeah. Turn up and we'll get on the show. Surely, if it is reality, like you're saying, good point.
I'd love to do that.
You'd rather go on Chelsea than Towie?
I probably would now, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I think it's more us.
I've got something to ask you about something you write on your Twitter, and right. I've been trying to understand it because I've heard other people in the office now start to do it.
Okay.
Especially one of our producers here on this show who peddles this line a lot.
Yes.
He
may have started it.
He keeps saying, "You okay, hun?" And I can't quite understand the context of it all.
Right, okay. So I saw you misusing this on Twitter the other day, and I was actually going to bring it up with you. So it's just a new thing. You know, like when you see somebody on Twitter that they put a tweet up, which they think is perfectly normal, but it's showing signs to everybody else of them maybe being a little bit tired and emotional.
I see. You mean after maybe they've had a night out?
Maybe they've been out for a bit, had a couple of drinks, right. But like generally they're quite attention-seeking tweets. We've all seen them. After a couple of drinks, maybe not a couple of drinks, maybe they're just a bit tired. And what I will do then, or what we will do, is in reply to their tweet, do a, "You okay, hon?"
Right. Okay.
You've been using it all wrong, I think.
That explains. So sometimes when I'm a bit tired and emotional, and I've gone off on one about something.
Yeah, then you will get a, "You okay, hon?"
Right, because you've messaged me that before, and I was like, am I meant to take this as a sincerely, like, that you're worried about me, or no, that makes sense now.
There used to be a girl who used to work here who used to say it, like, if she thought someone was having a genuine kind of bad time or drama, she would email or text them, "You okay, hun?" all the time.
There was another one I saw. There was a guy from the office here who went out and he'd gone on a night out, and I think it was after some kind of concert or gig or something like that. He started talking, or his tweets started to sound like a lot more like a rude boy.
Really?
And which is quite out of character for him because he's quite well spoken, quite posh.
Yeah. What was it like? Cruising down.
And then I saw Chrissy, who works on the show, had tweeted him, "You okay, hon?" afterwards.
That's
right.
That's a perfect "You okay, hon?"
I still don't think I completely understand it. I think this is a bit like when you tried to teach me sidebar and what that meant, but I think I'll get there eventually.
Yeah, you misused that for ages. You know, when you just see a tweet from somebody that, like, they think is normal, but they've probably. Maybe they've been out or something, or something's happened. You just do a quick, "You okay, hun?" It also makes you really paranoid if you receive a "You okay, hun?" that you're not okay.
Right, I get it.
Try it tonight. It's really good.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Here's a recent example of "You okay, hun?" when Grimmy tweeted the lyrics to Sigma. "I know you're tired of loving..." somebody to love. You okay, hon?
It's a bit like, you know, people who put up, and I've been guilty of this, where you put up just a link to the video of a song late at night when you're feeling a bit emotional.
Yeah.
I've done it to, like, The Streets' Dry Your Eyes, Mate.
Oh, that's a definite. You okay, hon?
You okay, hon? Underneath immediately makes me want to take down the post.
Yes, it makes you immediately paranoid that you're not being normal, even though at that heat at the moment you think you really are being. Maybe just being slightly overdramatic and maybe a teeny bit attention-seeky. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Talking of Grimmy, he texted me earlier to say that he started to hoo things in real life now, just to himself. He hooed an old packet of contact lenses that were in his old prescription today.
It happens, doesn't
it? At 5:45 a.m. Oh! Are you okay, hon? Oh, we're doing that next week. We're on the Radio and Breakfast Show starting on Monday. Oof. It'll be good.
I'm excited for it, man.
I'm really excited. And hopefully the weather will get better through the course of the 2 weeks, because one, it makes it easier to wake up and it feels like summer. And two, we can do Ladies' Day in the morning so people can maybe have a little shave before they go to work. Which, that's good, isn't it? So that's next week on the Radio and Breakfast Show.
We'll be shaving people on the breakfast show, is that...
Absolutely. Because a lot of girls haven't shaved since back last summer.
Mm.
And also we've got Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield coming in on Wednesday of next week in the morning. The Amazing Spider-Man. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Radio 1, who's this, please?
It's Dan in Guildford.
Dan in Guildford, how can I help?
Basically, I was listening to your show yesterday, and you were talking about how when you see a celebrity wearing something you own on TV, and then maybe you decide to throw it away after that because you don't like them.
Yeah, this is one of my mates who was saying that he spotted a celebrity he doesn't particularly like on TV, or in magazines, or wherever, you know, just see them online.
Joe Swash.
It was Joe Swash in this occasion, and he's got no particular beef with Joe Swash, just doesn't really like him on telly. And then saw that Joe Swash was wearing something he owned and has now got rid of it altogether. What's your story?
Well, basically, a girlfriend of mine decided to treat me to a new watch because I had the same old one for about 10 years.
Okay, is this a current girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend.
Sure.
Sure, and so she went a bit designer, got me a nice timepiece from somewhere called, rhymes with Golshay and Banana.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really rhyme with that, but yes, I know what you mean. Fancy watch,
and,
eh?
And I was really, really pleased with it. It was a nice watch, and I wore it out everywhere I went. I've got a lot of compliments on it. Love your watch.
Yeah.
Got a bit of big head off of it. It was nice.
Yeah.
And then it turned from, you've got a lovely watch, to, oh, that's Bobby's watch.
From?
And at first I was a bit, but,
good.
Bobby who?
And then Bobby from Towie.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. And again, it's not that I have a massive beef with Bobby from Towie, but it just became
you still
a little
to wear the same watch
for me. Yeah, it was watch now, not my watch.
So what's going on? Yeah. Have you got rid of the watch?
Well, seeing as we're not together anymore and I don't have to pretend that I still like it, yeah, I'm sort of thinking of shifting the watch. but I just wanted to know whether I should sell it as seen on TV, styled by Towie's Bobby, or just maybe leave that out.
Maybe as seen on TV. Maybe just put a little like a sign on it.
That's quite nice. That's a nice touch. Oh, how annoying for you, though. But what I find interesting in this particular example is the fact that it wasn't splitting up with your girlfriend that made you get rid of the watch, as it would with some people. It's the fact that Bobby wears wearing it.
Yeah.
Oh. Does everyone now say, oh, that's the same one as Bobby off Towie?
Everywhere I go. Oh, randomers, mate. Friends.
Really?
At work. Yeah.
I don't believe that for a minute. So I would think it would really bother you. I get that if you see it on TV. But do people really know what Bobby's wearing on his wrist?
I guess so. These people are obsessed with Towie.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I didn't want to believe. After the first time, I thought I'd let it slide, but it became a regular occurrence.
And also, I mean, it's not a small, kind of insignificant watch, this, is it?
No, it's a bit blingy.
Yeah, it's quite bling. It's kind of like, look at my watch!
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm saying, don't chuck it, because that's wasteful, but just like, maybe...
Put it in a drawer?
Put it in a drawer, because there will be a day, when Towie's not on anymore.
Mm.
I mean, I'll wait for that day.
Yeah, wait for it.
If you're lucky, you'll forget all about Bobby, and then you'll just see the watch one day. But I admit it'll be hard. It'll be a hard, long road that you'll have to go down.
It's been traumatising, yeah.
You know what? Your watch will well outlive Bobby. I mean, not obviously, not he's not going to die, but I mean, like on TV.
Well, here's hoping.
Yeah.
It is interesting. It's an interesting dilemma, though. And have you had this before, Scott? Didn't you say there was someone that...
There's been a couple of times where I'm like, oh, no. Well, they're wearing it now. I can't wear that anymore.
There was the big weekend, of course, where you turned up in exactly the same shirt as
Matt Edmondson.
But then that wasn't so much you seeing him wearing it going, God, I'm never going to wear that shirt again.
Not at all, no. It was just a coincidence. That was just kind of like, oh, gutted. That's quite awkward. We're wearing the same thing. But let us know if you've ever seen TV and it's someone you don't particularly like, or in a magazine or online, and you're like, I'm not wearing that again. Okay, Dan, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Becky had this lush leopard print top that she wore all the time, then saw Nessa off Gavin and Stacey wearing it. All right, what's the care then? Not so keen now. Loads of people have got the same jumper or jacket as Bianca off of EastEnders and didn't seem to be as keen on wearing it anymore. I don't know why, because she's a fashion icon.
There's a few people who've seen their clothes worn on one of the people from Jeremy Kyle.
And yeah, I quite like that.
That immediately has made them horrified.
It's gutting. The first thing you do in the morning, if you've got a day off, you put Jeremy Kyle on. Oh my God, we're wearing the same top.
Yeah.
Oof.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm going in on Zane's show tonight. What an honour.
Mm.
We are having a versus.
Man on man.
That's right. Hit by hit. Man on man. So what they do is they give you categories for these, and then me and Zane like battle it out tune by tune. So you have to pick a track from each category they give you. Probably should have done this a bit earlier than now, but I need to start working on
it. You're doing
the
admins now.
Yeah, why not? So National Anthem is one of the categories I've got to choose a song in. So then I choose a song that's National Anthem, and then Zane does the same, and then we'll see who wins. I guess that's a big like kind of patriotic track of some sort.
Okay.
Something very British, maybe. I don't know. Category two is quite easy. Track to get the party started.
Yeah.
I'll think of something there.
Black Eyed Peas.
Best song about the internet is the third category.
That's a weird one.
I know. And fourth is life-changing moment. That's probably quite easy as well. So I get to work on this. I've got some results for you on this quite soon, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm doing the verses on the Zane Lowe show this evening. I love doing this. I've been invited like twice before, but I've not done it for a while.
Did you win last time? I can't remember.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
I take it quite seriously. So if you've never heard the verses before, me and Zane will battle it out song by song from 8 p.m. tonight, and Zane Lowe starts at 7. So first round, this is the track I've chosen for National Anthem. So...
What's this one, Scott?
I love Belarus.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, what?
Hello.
Zane. Yes.
Hi. You love Bella who?
Listen. I
love Belarus. Is that ABBA?
No. It's a song about Belarus and how much they love it.
And this is for the National Anthem round.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just literally was coming in to say hi and I'm not quite sure what is going on, but I had to come and hear what the song was.
Track two. This is... The round is called Track to Get the Party Started.
This is versus stuff.
What's this?
Do you remember...
What did you just put punches on there?
Do you remember the Russian grannies from Eurovision?
Another Eurovision song. Yeah.
Wait, can I just... Wait, hang on. For a start, do you guys even know I'm here? Hi, by the way.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm really looking forward to this tonight.
Look, dude, we've been trying to get you booked in for a long time, but your producer, Cara, is a nightmare for
your
diary.
I know, darling.
But, you know, absolute nightmare.
It's happening now.
I just want to know, what exactly... Are we doing... Have I missed something? Are we doing a Eurovision special?
I didn't think so. What's the third category, then?
Okay, best song about the internet...
What the hell is this? Let me guess, is this a Eurovision song?
Yeah, this is from San Marino in 2012.
Do you actually know these songs?
Yeah.
You've heard them before?
Yeah, it's because I work at Eurovision like every year. So
I know,
these,
but like...
These things are these all in my head.
Do the punches.
It's showtime!
There's a slight problem with that one, because when she got round to recording it, Facebook threatened to sue her, so she had to take Facebook out.
Nothing to do with copyright infringement. They just hated the song.
No, but everything else in the song rhymed with Facebook. She was like, come and take a look. Wasn't allowed to sing it.
So they stuck with the song.
They stuck with the song.
Just took the word out.
They just called it Social Network Song.
You know how sometimes when you go through life and you realise that despite what you've experienced through your whole existence, that you've somehow missed an entire pocket of existence? Like it's a vacuum of something?
Is that how you're feeling right now?
I just completely don't know what this music is.
Okay. I've got to admit, I don't quite understand your tactic here. Are you planning on doing Eurovision songs for every round?
I think it may be an education for him. And generally, I can't
That's
offer
not
that.
Patronising at all.
I can't generally offer that to Zane Lowe.
Right.
Music-wise. So, you know what I'm saying?
So dare I ask what the next round
yes,
would be?
Yes, it's life-changing moment. This is Marry Me by the Finnish entry last year.
It's going to be quite a verse, isn't it?
Actually
this?
Quite good, listen.
Play a game, I'd change my last name.
And do the walk of shame. Listen.
Huge.
Do you want to have a rethink about these round names?
You know what? I'm actually just considering just handing the show over to you for 60 minutes. Because I genuinely feel like it wouldn't just be an education for me, but it would be an education for millions of people worldwide.
I think, especially people that listen to your show, never would have heard these songs.
Just the pure joy that it creates for you, I think really would be does. Very infectious between 8 and 9 tonight. You know what I mean? I think I'd like to consider myself to be somewhat of an enthusiastic broadcaster, yet seeing Scott Mills in this environment... Mm.
So I know.
I've got to admit, though, I'm slightly concerned about your show. Perhaps a rethink on the rounds.
Why is it every time I see you, you say that to me?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I know what you mean, but it's a one-off. Right. Like, the listeners will get used to it.
I'm ready to go. I mean, if you want to bring Eurovision to the table, then, I mean, I've got what? I've got, like, a few hours before tonight's show. I can do a quick... I can get on it.
Oh, my word.
Anyone got Terry Wogan's number? Sure, he's got a few records in the canon.
Right, okay, so tonight, 8 o'clock, we're starting the verses
yes!
from 7 p.m.
Yes!
And then we battle it out from 8. Thank you, Zane. See you later.
Thank you. Tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Emily Sandé, Professor Green on BBC Radio 1. Now, listen, we are on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show next week. And the last time we did that, we got you lot to play Real or No Real. I mean, I could ask Greg to come in at 7 a.m.
Up for it.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, okay, not up for it.
So if you want to play Real or No Real... next week, we'll get you on early. If you're up early enough, text 81199 now. If you love this game in the afternoon, you want to play it with me in the morning, text 81199.
Any dropouts, I will be available.
You won't?
Will.
Okay, what, on the phone?
Whatever.
He won't come in.
I wouldn't mind. I like hanging out with you. So
yeah. We have a laugh, didn't we?
We have a laugh, didn't we? The old guard back together, eh?
You know. So... you have had an interesting morning, afternoon.
Oh, my God. The interview's not going to go out for a couple of weeks because the film's not out for a bit, but the new Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann and Kate Upton film, we just interviewed all three of them in a hotel room.
I saw that on
who's,
Twitter.
They
who's
are,
Leslie Mann?
She's Judd Apatow's wife, and she was in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, yeah, I know.
This is 40. She was in... she's been in loads of stuff. Really
right,
funny.
I do
Knocked Up,
stuff.
That's the one, yeah, Knocked Up.
Yes, Carl.
She's amazing.
So, right, that's a situation you found yourself in.
Quite the situation.
Really?
They are, it's like being thrown to the wolves.
What, but, scary?
What lovely wolves.
No, like lovely wolves.
Oh, what lovely wolves.
Really inviting, fun, friendly, flirty wolves.
But what lovely wolves you are. Oh, you're a flirty wolf.
It was amazing. I can't quite piece right. together what happened.
Calm down, dear. We'll play
I know,
real,
right?
Real or No Real next.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you want to play next week, text now. We're on The Breakfast Show, though. 81199.
Chris is on the Googles.
No, I'm just finding out who everyone is, Greg.
Are you finding out who Neon Jungle is?
No, I'm finding out who...
What were your last three searches?
Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann and the other one.
Kate Upton.
Mm-hmm.
What are you searching those, please?
I would search for Kate Upton Zero Gravity when you get home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So well, I can't do that now because you just said it.
Well, do it now, Phil.
Are you okay, hon?
Nope.
I just feel this has really affected you today.
It has. It's been quite the day.
Has it knocked you for six?
It has. I'm all at sea. I'm all at sea is another one.
I like this text that's just come in. Greg James sounds permanently hungover these days. Good work.
These days? Oh, my God. What's that clip that you play?
Nice to see you sober. Hello, Greg. Nice to see you sober. Okay.
It was a good night at Justin Timberlake last night.
Oh, isn't it good? Isn't it good? Mm. Here's Real or No Real for today.
According to the headline of a story in last week's Gloucester Citizen newspaper, there is a serious problem with a shortage of clowns in Gloucester.
Why would that be an issue?
Oh, I hate them.
A shortage of clowns in Gloucester?
Mm.
Are they dying out a bit?
Well, like endangered species?
Hey. A little bit, yeah. You know, like...
I haven't seen a clown for time.
They're not on really much anymore, are they?
No. Kids' parties, I suppose.
No, kids' parties?
No, I don't think they are anymore.
Oh, they are?
I think this is why you two are out of it. It's kids don't have clowns.
Yeah, I went to a mate of mine's kids' party. They had a clown.
Yeah, they do. What about the bloke that painted my hallway?
Oh, yes. Oh, this was one of the best.
Why did you pay a clown to do that?
No, well, this was one of the best.
Get a decorator.
I didn't know.
So, me and Scott had... I think it was when we were covering the breakfast show,
it
right?
Was.
And we came back, so a bit overtired.
We anyway, were, yeah, at my house.
So going around Scott's house, and there's a van outside. He's like, oh, I forgot to say, I've got a load of guys working on the place. Like, someone's there doing painting. His van's outside, and he's got a sticker on the van, and all of a sudden he cracked up. The guy's he's a part-time decorator and part-time...
Kids entertainer.
Kids entertainer. There was a sticker on his van said his other vehicle was a unicycle. His number plate was Pimey.
His number plate was Pimey. What was his name? Mr. Custard.
Something like that.
It was Mr.
Yeah.
Custard.
Mr.
Yeah.
Custard.
Was painting my hallway, yeah. And we didn't realise that obviously the van outside for his other job would be the children's entertaining.
Wow.
It's very amusing.
What a guy.
I know.
He's very, very enterprising.
And actually very good at decorating also.
Good clown?
Very good clown.
Oh, wow.
So there is a shortage of clowns in Gloucester, real or no real?
But how many decorators are there? That's the real question. I'm going to say that is real, probably.
I don't know how they're going to measure it. I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Smell my flower. Now,
What shape would you like the balloon in? Little dog.
The first line of the article read, "It is no joke. There is a shortage of clowns in Gloucester." One working clown said, "We've had about 4 clowns and magicians in Gloucester retire in the last year and they just aren't being replaced." I don't know why they said that in that voice, because they're from Gloucester. "Here, we've had about 4 clowns and magicians in Gloucester retire in the last year and they just aren't being replaced." The article ended with the Gloucester citizens' favourite clown jokes. OMG.
I feel quite sad about that.
And next.
At 11:20 p.m. last night, Example tweeted a picture of himself eating a Frey Bentos pie in a tin and a packet of Percy Pigs.
Oh, dear.
You're okay, hon?
Not okay, hon.
That is a you okay, hon. Wow.
On a weekday as well, a pie in a tin.
What's he doing? He's back from touring, isn't he? Sort of... Is there trouble in paradise?
Oh, there can't be. He's got the best life ever.
He's eating pies in a tin.
He's got pie in a tin on the go. He's got a supermodel wife.
But maybe when you get that rich and successful, then what do you do? What do you do with your day? Well, I'll just have a pie. Whatever, because I can.
Yeah, yeah.
Midweek.
You know what? His new house, when he was on my show last, he said that he's got 4 balconies on his house now.
Get out.
North, south, east and west. Ha ha ha. One for each direction.
Still a pie in a tin.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at that, because you think people would change with all the money and tins wouldn't be seen.
No, you see, you know, I love a bargain store.
Mm.
Let's talk about that for a minute, don't I?
You love it, yeah.
I blooming love
it. It's so weird.
Sometimes I go out of my way to find a pound stretcher.
Mills is a really odd celebrity, because some things he's willing to be very lavish on. But then he'll come in with a load of pens that he's managed to get for the team. He got for £1 from a Turkish store down the road.
He just brings in pens.
Bizarre.
Scott's got some more pens again.
Or they're actually same Turkish store. They've got a really good deal on post-it notes at the moment.
Happy Christmas, team. Yeah, what's this? It's pens.
Big example.
Pens he came in. I've got pens for everyone here. We've got stationery cover, mate. I know you never go in the office.
I'll ignore that. I'm just trying to be...
what are we talking about here? Example.
Trying to be one of the team. Example is having a pie midweek, real or no real?
That's Scott returning to the shop floor.
Right, real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Good, good.
What about this?
Some pop stars are now escaping their fans after gigs by using a new design of tour bus which has a trapdoor in the floor, allowing the star to be raised up into the bus via a hatch in the venue's basement.
It's like a pantomime. Stage for pantomime.
I want to see this if it's true.
Surely not.
So there's a trap escape hatch.
But you imagine though, like if you're a proper famous, you can get through the trap door into the bus to avoid the fans, because sometimes you need to if there's a lot.
Or park your bus around the back.
Doesn't work like that.
Someone might think to look around the back.
Like, the fans always find you. Have you not been in One Direction? No, you haven't.
Oh, they'll never think I'll go out of there.
Oh, I know.
Where is he? Everyone's at the front.
Part around the back.
Where's he going?
Surely he wouldn't go out the
How
back.
How did he get out? Surely there's no back door. What?
Yeah, the fans never do that, Chris. So, real or no real?
I wish I thought of that.
It's a great idea.
I think...
I'd love to be a tour manager.
You'd be a rubbish tour manager. Just park it round back.
Don't want to look round there.
The hatch thing. Yeah, all right. Intrigued by this idea. Seems a bit lavish, though. Don't really see who would use it.
I'm gonna say no real. I think it's too silly.
One is real.
What?
Now, this is confirmed by a secret industry source. He went to interview a pop star on their tour bus the other day and was startled when the star emerged from beneath them, from underneath them. Now, I can't tell you who it is.
Do you know who?
Yes, it's an industry secret. I can't tell you.
We're in the industry.
No. Who's it? What does it rhyme with?
No, we're privy to the secret if we're in the industry.
Does it rhyme with Barry Pyles?
I don't think so.
Quickly tell us.
No.
We're in the industry. You have a right to know. Well,
there's people listening.
Hey, everyone's in the inner circle. Everyone listening's in the inner circle. They're not going to tell anyone.
Tell us who it rhymes with.
We're all friends here.
Then you're fine legally.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it did happen the other day.
Come on.
No.
Who is it?
And next...
For their live lounge performance in February this year, Bastille attempted to book backing vocals from the Military Wives Choir, but unfortunately, they were unavailable.
Now, would that be because Gareth Malone wouldn't let them?
Gareth Malone!
No, he's in charge, isn't he? He's the boss.
He's in charge of all of them, yeah.
He's in charge of the wives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think between him and Louis Theroux, there's something very odd going on.
What do you mean?
Like those two. I know they're both a bit, like, you kind of need to know who they are. But
what are you on about?
What do you mean?
I just mean they're quite, for me, they look quite similar. They've got a similar temperament.
Yeah, but why does that mean there's something going on?
Oh, yeah, I just think they're taking over the world between them. There's a lot going on, isn't
there? For a second. Gareth Malone.
You just don't want Louis Theroux to investigate you.
Gareth Malone.
He should investigate himself.
Gareth Malone and Louis Theroux are trying to take over the world.
It's a theory.
It is a theory.
I don't know what's going on with you at the moment. Are you okay, hon?
You wanted to get hold of the Military Wives, you have to get hold of Gareth Malone, don't you?
Of course, you can't. You have to go through him to get to the wives.
But he also represents, I believe, the cast of Sainsbury's.
What?
He did one with a load of supermarket people.
He does all the choirs.
There was another choir, I can't remember who else, Farmers or something.
No, if there's a choir, there's a Malone.
He's always in charge. So, Bastille wanted to do a live lounge with the Military Wives. Real or no real?
I don't
care. Bear in mind, Gareth has the final say.
I don't care now. No, real. I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, what? Yes. That's the weirdest theory I've ever heard.
I love it. Can we explore this more, please?
Can do.
Right, what do you mean?
I'm just saying, do you know what it is? I've been seeing, I recently subscribed to one of those, it rhymes with wet
picks.
What? And you know the video.
What?
You know the video thing. And anyway, I was watching a load of conspiracy theories about the Illuminati and stuff like that.
When Gareth Malone appears.
Gets you thinking, doesn't it? Who's
Does
involved?
It?
Gareth Malone. Anyway.
Right, what are the scores, please?
Greg got 30 and I got 20.
Right.
Although I think I deserve to win.
Yeah, I think we need to put a warden in Chris's house.
Well, just one of those, like, emergency calls.
The red cord.
I'm okay, hon.
He's on the internet again.
Not okay. Right, okay, it might be time for Greg James to be on the radio.
The Illuminati are coming. They're at the back door.
Watch out for Malone, everyone.
Followed closely by Theroux.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a soul's companion. People feel it everywhere.
Remember, we are back tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get this podcast. And from Monday at 6:30, we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for 2 weeks.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.